Hey everyone, it's Nick with Us Versus Herd. What I want to talk about today is my Red Week, and it's not that I blew up my account or anything like that. I am down about $200 in the week, and I want to talk about, you know, what I did wrong, what I did right, and the reasons for it. Is it wasn't so much that I lost a lot of money, it's the reason that I did it for. And what I want to do is have a little bit of a heart-to-heart. One thing that I did notice in my trading style as of recently is I've been trading a lot just to trade, to have good live videos, have good content on YouTube. And honestly, that's not the way that you should approach a trade. You should approach a trade because it's a good setup, or you have a strong belief on where that stock is going to go and the option pricing is right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So one thing that I'm going to be doing, when you have a red week and you've been have a few losing trades, you need to evaluate why you put the trade on, how you're going to move ahead, and what you're going to do about it to turn the ship around. Because what happens to a lot of people is they keep going down a track where they just keep losing and losing and losing and losing, and they don't ever reevaluate. All they keep doing is the same thing over and over and over again. So whether you're a seasoned trader, a beginner trader, there's going to be a point in time that you're going to want to quit. There's going to be a point in time that you want to quit trading. But if you've ever made a winning trade, if you ever made money trading, you know that you have it in you to push forward. You know you have it in you. So if you have a red week or a red month, you need to kind of reevaluate and make sure you don't turn into red years and not have big blowups in your account. So, you know, for me, I didn't lose a lot of money this week. I had some good trades that definitely helped out, but there's definitely trades that broke some rules that I'm going to go over here. And I'm going to go kind of starting off at the beginning of the week. So that being said, you know, my trades, I'm going to trade just for me. I'm going to trade the way that I want to trade. And I think I owe it to myself. I owe it to you guys. You know, I don't want to be misleading in how I trade. So that's why I'm trying to be transparent with you with my wins and my losses. And that's why we can have honesty in the Discord or the chat or wherever we talk. You know, I just want to be honest with you in what I'm doing here. And the reason I put certain trades on, I need to stop doing that and just concentrate on growing the accounts, looking for good setups, and looking for good trades. So, you know, definitely if anyone was offended, you know, I definitely apologize. I'm working on getting better. You know, I'm really new to all this being public, and there's a lot of people that watch me or listen to me, and it's different. You know, my life has changed, and my trading has changed, and everything is different, and I'm just trying to get used to it. So I owe it to you to be a better trader. You know, a lot of people look to me for advice and that kind of thing. And at the end of the day, what our strength is here at Us Versus Herd is developing our own skills. And, you know, I'm not trying to be some sort of guru that sells stock alerts and gives you all this stuff. What I'm trying to do is build a community of strong traders. There's a lot of traders that have been not profitable in the past and now are having green years for the first time ever since joining our community. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. But you have to know yourself. You have to develop these strengths yourself. And the skills yourself. You can't just copy people's trades and be a winning trader. That's not how it works. So, you know, I just want to be transparent in what I'm doing here. And that's why we're kind of having this heart to heart. But let's go back into the start of my week. I actually started off the week pretty good. Last week, I closed out all my trades. So I had a lot of bullish positions on last week. And if you're looking at SPY, you know, we tanked on earlier this week, Monday and Tuesday, we tanked. I was glad that I sold off all my bullish positions on Friday and last Wednesday when we had the Thanksgiving week. So I was in a good place for the market to drop. And, you know, my first trades this week, what was the date? It was December 2nd. So let's go into my activity here. And then I'll cover my trades for today and kind of where the wheels fell off. So starting on Monday, December 2nd, we'll go into these trades here. Let's go into, okay. So I had some trades on. I closed out Google. Actually, I closed out that Google position for a loss. I lost about $30 on that Google position, that debit spread, because when Google was coming down, it was potentially going to break 1,300. So I took the trade off. I stayed disciplined. I took it for a small loss. I only lost $30. So I was really happy about that. Then I had a couple day trades here. I was day trading Palo Alto. I lost $70 trading in Palo Alto, but I pretty much recouped it. I day traded SPY. I got back in and I day traded BYND. So I day traded SPY, I day traded BYND on Monday, and we recouped that loss from that Palo Alto day trade. So we got back to the break even. We were doing well. That was fine. Then I put on a position kind of where the bulk of my gains came from this week, is Alibaba. So Alibaba on Monday as well, I bought a strangle. I bought the 195 put and the 202.50 call. And I bought a strangle. It was more the bearish side of the strangle. So I bought that for 294. So Alibaba, when I put that position on, was on Monday at 2:11 p.m. So right into close, looking at Alibaba, it was trading at about, that's not Monday, hold on one second. Monday was right here. So Monday, it was 2:11, so I bought it. Alibaba was around 196 in terms of price. So Alibaba was 196. I bought the 195 put and then the 202.50 call just as protection. And the next day, you know, we tanked, we opened at 190. I closed it out immediately. So I bought this strangle for 294. I sold it for 591. So as you can see here, I sold the put for 575 and I sold the call for 16 cents. So 591, you know, had a really nice gain. So 100% gainer on that. And that's kind of where, you know, things were going well. Things were clear. I had some good day trades. I had Alibaba, had 100% gainer on that. And really, really one of the mistakes, I think, is giving you that false sense of confidence is, hey, I just had three winning trades in a row. Things are really clicking. Let's see. Let's, you know, at that point, sometimes you feel invincible and you don't necessarily plan the best entry. Sometimes you trade just because you think you're going to win. And that's the case that happened with me this week, is where I lost the bulk of my money on Home Depot and Netflix, which I'll get into. I did have some good trades on RH, Restoration Hardware, in Ulta. Made some good money selling some premium in there. So I'll cover that as well in a second here. So that was really good. One of the bad swing trades I had was a debit call spread on Home Depot. And I bought it at 131, sold it for 168. And really, I think the mistake there, I had the 220 call. I bought the 220 call and I bought it for December 13th. So I had it a ways out. So I actually didn't even have to close it this week. You know, I had till December 13th on this. We had another week on this to kind of recover. But the thing with Home Depot was, you know, it dropped a little bit. And I thought that, okay, around the 218 area, it's going to bounce to go up. And that's not what happened. I should have cut losses a lot earlier than I did. You know, I pretty much cut losses at the bottom here at like 215. So I actually sold that at, I took a 50% loss on it. So, you know, one thing that I need to evaluate is when a trade goes against me, just setting a little bit tighter stops. You know, I thought that, as you can see here, if you're looking at Home Depot, you're looking at SPY recovered almost immediately. Home Depot didn't recover anything, you know, and I knew that I should have known that from the 1 year chart. Instead of thinking that it's going to bounce here at like 218, now we're down in the 214 range on Home Depot. You know, I think that it could come down to two. I think it can come down to 210 pretty easily. So, you know, I shouldn't, the mistake that I made is I shouldn't have found 218S as support and need to really just stop guessing on those. Like, wait for better setups. There's definitely way better setups on Home Depot right now. Like, if Home Depot comes down to the 210 area where it's bounced quite a few times in the past, that'll be good. Or if Home Depot comes down to like 205. But other than that, you know, really next stop for Home Depot with a more solid support is like the 190, 195 area. So I think like the lesson in that is just really being more patient. And, you know, this is not the only mistake that I made this mistake a couple times and this week, and really just want to, you know, you really just need to focus on your mindset of why you're putting trades on, why you're taking them off. Always have an entry, a when to take profits, a plan to take profits, and also an exit strategy. Like, if this trade goes against me, what am I going to do? How am I going to salvage whatever? Am I going to average down? Is it because it was a news induced? Did it went against you and you can just wait it out? You know, I had time on this. I definitely could have waited it out, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Alibaba. But let's go into, yeah, my next trade actually was on Alibaba as well. So on Tuesday, so December 3rd, I had another trade on Alibaba. I bought another strangle, and I'm glad that I was able to get out of this and was stay disciplined alive. So I did take a $30 loss on this Alibaba strangle. You know, I bought the I bought another strangle. This was another bearish strangle. 190 put the 197.50, the 197.50 call for Alibaba. Now, I bought this on Tuesday and I sold it on a Wednesday. And let's take a look at that. So Tuesday, I thought that it was going to come back down. So when Alibaba was 193 area, I thought it was going to break down to the 190 area. So I should have just waited if I was going to buy another strangle, but I didn't. And the reason why I placed this, the reason why I placed it so early was I did think it was going to break down, but then I had meetings, so I didn't have time to watch it. And, you know, so after my meeting, I found out, like, hey, it actually, Alibaba went up another dollar. So I needed a $4 or more drop for for Alibaba to kind of go my way again. And that's not, you know, that wasn't good. And then the next day it gapped up. And I was able to get up. It touched 196. I was able to get out the next day at open. So actually 8 minutes into open, I cashed out at 218. You know, that one I sold. I was making money on the call side. So since I lost on the put, so the reason why I closed it out is because I had a bearish mentality to the trade. It then went on the bullish side and I was only down $30. So I figured I'd cut my losses. And I was really happy that I did that, because then Alibaba then drifted back down to like the 193 area. And I could only have sold that strangle for a dollar, and I got 218 for it. So, you know, I lost $30 on it. But if I were to have held that strangle, now Alibaba's 201. So I didn't have, the thing is with this, I didn't have the best entry. I didn't stay disciplined. The only time I stayed disciplined on this was when I closed the order out for a small loss. So I will give myself credit. I didn't have the best entry, but I did have a good exit and clean exit where I was able to take a small loss off that strangle. But, you know, looking at that strangle now, you know, a matter of your entries and your exits are everything. So there's things that you can't control in the market. Like, we can't control a tweet or trade news or anything like that. But what you can control is when you enter a trade and when you exit a trade. So we need to focus on people get angry. Like, I'm not angry that I lost money on these trades. I'm taking this as a lesson in this video as an example of that. And I just wanted to highlight this for you. But, you know, it's if there's news that comes out, it's not anyone's fault that happened. But what you can control is your entries and your exits. You know, you can't control the market. You'll never be able to control the market. The market will never do what you want it to do. But that's why you have to have entry and exit strategies. And also, you can control when you enter a trade, and you can control when you exit a trade. Like, you're in control of your account. Now, if you deploy all these options and contracts and you have zero control of what's going on, then you can easily lose control, and then obviously you're gambling. So that's where that is. But if you look at this Alibaba strangle right now, I just pulled up Alibaba. So I had the 197.50 call. I had the 190, and this expired at 440. You know, this expired, cost me 440. I sold it at a loss at 218. I paid 257 for it. So this trade would have worked out for the bullish side, but since it went against my idea, I closed it out. So, but that kind of shows you that, you know, high volatility environments, strangles do work, and strangles do protect yourself from losses. You know, if I just bought an Alibaba put, and I would have had max loss, or very close to max loss, you know, which I'll show you here. So I was glad for that. So my next, I think I covered this already. My next Home Depot trade, I had the 215 calls. Actually, I didn't cover this. The 215 call. And this Home Depot trade here, this Home Depot trade, this Netflix trade, and this Palo Alto trade, these three trades right here is what brought me into the negative for the week. So these three trades here, which I put on Wednesday, I've been bag holding since Wednesday. Now, this is where the lessons were made. So on Palo Alto, Netflix, and Home Depot. Now, Palo Alto, let me go into that first, was a complete YOLO play, and I highly advise against it. It was only 51 cents. I only bought two contracts. But you can't, as you can see, this really ate into my P&L. Like, this expired worthless. It's at 100% loss here on Palo Alto. This is 100% loss. This, the market's closed. I had the 235 calls, and it's 226. It's right now 226. So Palo Alto, why would I do that? You know, if I wanted to make money on this trade, the reason why I did put it on is because it broke out. What I was looking at was a 228 break. It broke 228. It did hit 230 yesterday and today. It did hit 230. So it did go according to plan. So I thought it was going to be more of a short squeeze. But listen, the biggest mistake here is I bought far out of the money options on this. So the price was 228 when I put the position on. It needed to go up another $7 by the end of the week for me to make money, and it was out of the money. So the biggest mistake there was buying out of the money options. What I should have done if I believed it was going to go to 235 and it was struggling, I should have bought at 228. I should have bought the 227.50s or the 225 calls, you know, and then write it out, because then that would have been protected. Yes, it did dip down to 226 area, but the next day, if I held, it would have ripped back up to 230, and we would have been okay, you know. So if that's the mistake there. If I had, let's see what these, like, let's say I bought the 227.50s on Wednesday. So if I bought the 227.50 calls on Wednesday, you know, would have been bad. When I put that position on, I would have paid $3 for those calls. They would have went down to $1, which I could have averaged down. And the next day they went up to $3.52. So I could have came out with a small profit. Still not a very good trade overall, but that's what I did wrong on Palo Alto. So it was a complete gamble. Home Depot, I bought the 215 calls, and I bought those on Wednesday as well. And this is where I broke one of my rules. So one of my rules is, let me just take a sip of water real quick. I'm still battling this chest cough or whatever it is. But one of my rules is not buying the first 15 minutes of market open. And the reason why I do that is because of the many times I've lost money. This is one of the times that I have lost money on this. So let me pull up the 215 calls on Home Depot. for this week. These expire worthless. So on Wednesday, I bought the 2:15 calls at 8:39 a.m. So I'm central, 9 minutes into market open for $1.22 on a Wednesday. Let me just change this to 5 minutes real quick. So Wednesday, it opened at 213, 214 area, and it was squeezing, and it did squeeze up to 215. But because I entered the trade in within the first few minutes of market open, implied volatility was high, it was pumping, and I pretty much bought at high a day. I mean, high a day was 140, like 143. I bought on this candle here, right in here, when it was 122. I literally bought almost the top of this candle here, which is a huge mistake. You know, and that's the reason why I don't buy the first 15 minutes of market open. I could have sold shortly after at 144, but you think that's going to continue, and it didn't. And then that's the last time I could get out of that for a profit. And as you can see, these then were written down to a penny. So it was a bad entry. It was a bad timing to get in. Like, don't just get into trades just to get in. And that's what happened. I got a little excited. I had some good trades. I got a little excited, and we went in. So, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that. It was a bad entry here. Like I said, looking at Home Depot, you know, 210, 200 area is better to be bullish on. You know, we did have a nice uptick. I made some money on this last week where it went from 216 up to 224, which is why I thought that I could do it again. But there's not strong support there. There's way better setups in the market than that, and I chose wrong. So Netflix was my next one. So Netflix, also on a Wednesday, and as you can see, you know when you make a mistake. This is what you know you made a mistake. Look at Home Depot. Home Depot on Wednesday, I bought at 8:39. Then Netflix, I bought at 8:47. And then on a Wednesday, I bought Palo Alto Networks, PANW, at 9:01. So I bought all these within 20 minutes of each other, basically went on a buying spree, and that's how you know you're not making the smartest decisions. That's how you know that you're just trading and putting trades on because you think it's a good trade and you think that it's going to go your direction. That's not being patient. That's not waiting for the market to do what it wants it to do. Like it's impulse buying, popping tags, and you're bound to make some mistakes. When you're trading this fast, you're bound to make some mistakes. And that's what happened. So on Wednesday, I bought the 305 call. Now let me pull this up. Again, I bought that. I mean, I did wait for the next bar to close it, thankfully. Let me pull this one up. So Wednesday till today. So I bought these at 375, and these pushed up. Actually, these came down when I bought it was 847. So I bought it when, yeah, it was right in here. It hit 548, came down. Those calls came down to 375, 350 area. And then we've just been decreasing because even though the market has been going up, Netflix has not. And the better entry, I thought that I was getting a good deal. The better entry would have been waiting for the 300 bounce. It's been bouncing off of 300. I thought, and it was bouncing around a 301. I should have been, the biggest mistake was I wasn't patient. I didn't wait for a proper entry, and I placed a trade. I mean, I did place it close to the money, which is good, but at the same time, it did retest, you know, 298. It went down as low as 298 this week, so it did bounce off of 300 and came up to 307. So should I have waited until it hit 300 and bounce up? you know, sometimes we get so scared about losing an opportunity because you'll be like, oh, I had this. A lot of times you're like, oh, I had this trade. It didn't get to the number that I wanted to get to. And then it reversed in the way that I thought it was going to reverse. And I would have made a lot of money. And that was one of those circumstances where I'm like, okay, the rest of the market's rallying. Netflix, they can't hold Netflix down forever. But looking at the one-year chart, it's been bouncing off the 300-301 range. And it did retest it after I put a position on it. At the time, it was 304. About the 305 calls, it came back down and it went back up. So if I would have bought the 302.50s or the 300 calls when it was at 300, you know, things would have been a lot different story. So that's what I mean by being patient, waiting for the market to come to you. If you're always chasing the market, you're gonna lose money. And that this is one of the examples. You know, thankfully, I mean, this went. What I should have done yesterday is I should have averaged down. But honestly, like I was kind of disgusted in the way that I was trading. I didn't do anything. I didn't sell. I didn't average down. I didn't do anything. I could have averaged down 33 cents. These came back up to 245 and we would have made money. I ended up losing on that trade. So I bought it for 375. I closed it out today for 228. So I lost $147 on that trade. So those were the bulk of where the losses came from and the mindset behind it. And it wasn't, I didn't trade those for the right reasons. And that's what happens. You could have great trades on other things, and then those stupid trades will negate all your losses and you're going to be red for the week. So that's something that you don't want to do. So if you guys are watching or listening to this, let me know if you are finding value in this out of my pain. At least let me know that I'm doing this for a reason. I'm doing it for myself just as a reminder, but it was just a rough go on those trades. So, you know, when you're losing money in the market, you have to always go through your trades and understand why you put those trades on. You can't just trade all willy-nilly and think you're, you know, the master of the market and can do anything that you want it to do, because that's not the case. You know, we can't control. Like I said before, the only thing that we can control is when we put a trade on, when we put a trade off. We have to have a plan. You're risking your hard-earned money here. This is not free. You're risking your hard-earned money. So why would you just go to the casino and throw it away? And that's exactly what happened with Home Depot, Netflix, and Palo Alto. So thankfully, I was able to recover some of those losses selling some premium in RH and Alta. So RH, I did play RH earnings. I did a credit spread. Let me clean this up a little bit real quick here to go over the last couple of days. So these were the only. I'll talk about Teva too. Teva was a gamble. This was not a good week for me. But RH, I'll talk about RH and I'll talk about Alta, and then I'll talk about Teva. So RH, I put on a credit put spread. So I had the. We have to go back a little bit more. So I sold the 215 put, and I bought the 212.50 put. And what that looked like on RH, let me pull up RH here. Probably too far out of the money now. But it was I sold the 215 put, and I also did it for next week. So I was pretty safe about this. So I sold the 215 put and I bought the 212.50 call. Obviously, these are now, I had next week. I had next week's expiration, not this week. So I had December 13th. So I did have time. So when I was selling premium here, I did have time in case it didn't go my way, it could potentially recover. These are now going for actually 2 cents. I sold them for 90 cents. I could have made another, you know, $80 here, $88 on this. But I made about 57. I made $57 on this. So I sold the credit spread for $1.43 and I bought it back for 90 cents. So as you see here, RH had earnings, and I bought I bought the, and it just kept going up. I closed it out. So I closed it out when on this first candle here, because I thought it hit 119. I thought it could come back down. I didn't want to take the chance. So that's why I closed it out. I was right about it. I sucked out like 40% of premium. I was happy about that. Like when I'm selling premium, I'm not trying to milk it for everything that it's worth. I'm just trying. And I also had next week expiration. So theta and all that stuff didn't get crushed. But then as you can see here, RH, I'm keeping this on my watch list. RH then went from 218, 219, and now today it closed at 242 about. So that was a good trade. Made some money back in there. And then on Alta today, so yesterday I actually did another earnings trade on Alta. I did another put spread. I sold the, and I also did this for 14 days out here in case I was wrong. So December 20th expiration on this, I got $1.34 in credit and I sold it today. I bought it back for 37 cents. So we sucked out, you know, $90 in premium. It was, or $97 in premium, 97 cents in premium. I sold the 240. So let's go into that. I had the 240. I did it for the monthly expiration. So I sold the, it's now going for 20 cents. I sold it back for 37 cents. So not much of a difference at this point, but this is what it looked like. And Alta smashed earnings. You know, they went up from 235. So when I put that position on, Alta was around the 235 area. Because I put that on towards close, yeah, 20 minutes before the market before the market actually closed, and so they were in the money. So I bought the, but I did it for December 20th, so like a couple weeks out, and this just skyrocketed from 235 up to 263, and then it hit a high today of 269.89. And they smashed earnings, and what I was looking at on the 1 year chart here is I like to do bullish positions when it keeps bouncing at 52 week lows here. And if not, I thought that I was going to have a good chance of revisiting, because a couple times this week and the last couple weeks it's been revisiting like the 245 area, 242 area. So I figured even if it does nothing for earnings, there's a pretty good chance that in the next week or couple weeks it's gonna revisit the 240, 245 area, and I could probably collect a little bit of premium in that. So I wasn't expecting it to like go that high. So we'll see. We'll see if it can start to close this humongous gap here from they had the previous quarter. It went down from like the 330 area all the way down to 240, 230. So it had a $100 drop. So we'll see if it can, you know, we'll be playing some bullish positions. Let's see if it can really break above the 270 area. If it can, you know, it's going to be some good trades. So we made some decent money in that. Teva was another gamble. So Teva, I should have never traded. And Teva, I put a position on yesterday. I bought three of the 10 strike calls. I mean, it was a small loss. You know, we lost about $50 on it. But the small losses add up. Small gains add up. Same with small losses, right? So I put this trade on yesterday about the 10 calls. What I should have done was bought them further out. So I do think that it's going to be above 10. It did hit above 10 today. Should have closed it out. Didn't close it out. And then they expire worthless. So, you know, you need to stay disciplined. And the reason why I didn't close out my trades is just, I was just done. And that's where you lose more money. You know, when you know that you're done, you're just going to lose more money. So that's why, you know, I'm not proud of it. We all make mistakes, and that's what it is. I mean, it did pop above 10. I thought I was going to revisit like the 10-20 area, and then it didn't. So I should have just closed it out when it was showing weakness. Should have just closed it out because today was expiration day. You can't be trading weeklies like that. You cannot. You cannot do it. You cannot be. A better bet would be trading the 9 strike or the 9.5 strike. So, you know, I'm not going to try to beat a dead horse or make a super long video here, but I just really wanted to cover my trades for the week, the reason why I've been trading the way that I've been trading, and because I know that a lot of people watch, a lot of people listen, and I wanted to be honest with you that I haven't been my best self. I haven't been giving you my best, and I want to give you my best, and I want to trade the best to my ability. I know that this is not it. So I know that I'm going to be making some changes. I'm going to be focusing on the actual setups. I'm actually going to be really slowing things down, and I'm not saying I'm starting over because I'm still using the same concepts and stuff that make me profitable, but I'm not just going to be willy-nilly. I'm not going to make trades just so that I have content for a live stream. That's not what's going to happen anymore. So, you know, if you rock with me, thank you so much. If there's going to be some hate, I mean, it is what it is. You know, thank you guys. Definitely appreciate it. Have a great weekend.